Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
With us today, John Fenderson, a Bear Westbred. John, given the fact that our producers may be interested in both planting for grazing as well as grain production later on, what are the options for them from the Bear Westbred portfolio here this fall?
I think there may be a tendency for guys to think about grazing a little more wheat this year. So consequently, varieties such as WB4401, which has very high yield potential, but is tremendous forage producing wheat, that might be a variety that's in high demand. We have a new variety, WB4422, that has tremendous drought tolerance, maybe not quite as good as 4401 and seedling vigor and fall forage production, but certainly one that is very adequate. Another one, as we move further west, we get some of that tougher area. WB4792 is a variety that's been around for a few years now, but one that has high yield potential and dual purpose testing.
Thanks, John. More info on these varieties at westbred.com.
Well, Alta's cotton grower Austin Leverett took off for the PIE Tour, or Producer Information Exchange, which was set up to help producers get to meet other producers from multiple states and see how the country produces and grows their crops. The group had the opportunity to tour the Mid-South and Louisiana at the Somerset Plantation in Newellton. They also saw Lake Providence, where they toured the Port of Lake Providence and the Louisiana Cotton Museum. Then they headed to the Mississippi at the Delta Council in Stoneville with an overview of operations and Delta cotton production. Leverett says one of the main differences he saw while out on tour was production goals.
One of the main differences was asking them, you know, what they shoot for production-wise, and was fairly taken back with that they don't shoot for higher yields. But after sitting through the research center and talking with lots of the producers, you know, a lot of their problem is too much water, you know, and too much water in inopportune times, and then having to spray for plant bugs. They just have a lot worse case of plant bugs, where we might spray two or three times, they're spraying, you know, 7 to 10 times.
Well, Leverett said he learned a lot about different methods. Most of it depends on location.
A lot of those guys are really on a rotation, very steady rotation, corn, beans, cotton. Some of the first guys that we saw had gone to 60-inch cotton or 60-inch wide beds, so they could do, you know, cotton down the middle and then come back with corn or beans, you know, on 30s on either side of it. Just getting to see several of the guys that are trying things, you know, I mean, it just, a lot of times you don't know till you try it. I don't think it would work around here, but it was interesting to see how these guys are trying to double crop in their areas.
Now that he has returned back to Altus, Leverett said conditions are still hot and dry, and the cotton does not look great.
Still hot and dry. Some of this cotton's still holding on to quite a bit. We'll see if it'll go on ahead and fill the rest of these bowls and hold on to what it's got. But it sure is, if you don't have water down here, it's looking pretty rough. The dry land is holding on. The irrigated cut out, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's looking worse by the day.
And I don't think even if we got some timely rains now, it's probably too late in the game, right?
No, it's going on ahead and cut out. I mean, some rains would probably fill some of these bowls that are there, rain heat units. So, but it's kind of set with what its potential is right now.
To hear my complete conversation with Alta's cotton grower, Austin Leverett, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.